Both of Alaska's U.S. senators said today they need to hear more about the allegations of a California professor who says Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were high school students more than 30 years ago. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says Professor Christine Blasey Ford should give her account under oath and Judge Kavanaugh should respond under oath.
I think we should take these allegations seriously, regardless of the length of time, the passage of time.
Ford says Kavanaugh pinned her down and tried to rape her in an isolated room while a party was underway. She says his movements were hampered by intoxication and she managed to escape. Kavanaugh denies the allegation and says he never attended the party she describes. Murkowski says facts can be hard to establish after more than 30 years, and she says teenagers often do things that are impetuous, foolish, or just plain dumb. But she says youth can't provide a blanket excuse for bad behavior.
Is there a statute of limitations that says once you hit this age, anything that happened before that time is kind of off the books? No, I don't think that that is the case. But I do think that we need to be fair with this.
Murkowski is closely watched as one of only two Republican senators considered possible no votes on Kavanaugh. Senator Dan Sullivan announced he'd support Kavanaugh after meeting with him this summer. But as state attorney general and as a senator, Sullivan has made women's safety one of his signature priorities, and he now says he wants to hear more. Sullivan read from a prepared statement.
My view is both Professor Ford and Judge Kavanaugh deserve the right to be heard on this matter. I commend Chairman Grassley on committing to as much and will be following closely as these claims are evaluated, reviewed, and the Judiciary Committee continues to look at them.
Sullivan did take one question.
It's whether you think something like this that one might have done in high school could ever be disqualifying.
Again, I'm just going to wait for the context.
Sullivan says the question opens up avenues he believes will be explored. A public hearing on the allegation is now scheduled for September 24. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.